Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Lee, Fox News this morning, just throwing their hands up, bringing on a airline pilot who just advised folks, you know what? Don't make any travel plans for the holidays. Just don't. There's no point. Not for Thanksgiving, not for Christmas. This is going to drag on. And he said, for two reasons. Number one, it's dangerous. We are 3,000 air traffic controllers short right now. Anyway, I mean, they need to hire them, train them, right?
Yeah.
He said, there's another 1,300 that have been hired and trained. They're trying to take care of it, but they're relatively new. And he said, when you're a new air traffic controller, that's a hard job.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have a higher mistake rate your first 6 months. And he said now a lot of them are tired because they're going to miss a second paycheck on Tuesday. Many people can sustain a first, missed paycheck. Not many can sustain a second missed paycheck. He said, so you're going to have the combo of those two things. Not enough. The ones out there are inexperienced, many of them. And a lot of them are now driving, you know, Ubers on the side. He said it's going to get worse after Tuesday. People will begin to call in sick to work other jobs. Numbers are going to go down. Flights are going to get canceled. Somebody's going to get blamed, Lee.
Yeah.
And Trump clearly knows that. He's preparing for it. And what you're seeing over the last month of the shutdown, Trump's overall average approval rating has gone down a full point. The Democrats have gone down more, but you know what they say, you roll around with dogs, you get fleas, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of where we are in the shutdown. Meanwhile, this whole thing is getting so ridiculous. This is the liar in chief of the House, Democrat minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries on CNN. Okay, the Democrats have now voted 14 times. They voted no. What does that mean? Okay, when you pass that girl that note in elementary school, will you go out with me? Right?
Yeah.
And then there's the yes box and the no box.
Yeah.
When she checked no, what did that mean?
That meant not going to happen.
Okay, so there was no confusion there, right?
No means no.
No means no. But some woman will eventually love you. You just have to wait till the third or fourth grade, that's all. So, yes, no. No means no. Democrats have voted no 14 times. Hakeem Jeffries went on CNN trying to spin the lie that somehow Republicans are responsible for this shutdown and got body checked, fact checked by CNN. I mean, CNN's not even having the nonsense
when you're
anymore.
A Democrat and get fact checked by CNN. There's something seriously wrong going on.
Yes. Or what you're saying is so absurd. They just can't even bear to sit next to you while you lie.
Even CNN has some standards.
Yes. Here's Hakeem Jeffries.
Donald Trump and Republicans shut the government down and refused to reopen it. Donald Trump has spent the last 35 days more time on the golf course, more time talking to Hamas, and more time talking to the Chinese Communist Party than to Democrats on Capitol Hill who represent half the country.
Mr. Leader, you guys are voting no on opening the government, not Republicans. I know you're asking for specific things, and it's much more complicated than that. We'll get to that in 1 second.
Hold on a second, Dana, because let's just be clear about that.
Okay.
And American people clearly understand who's responsible for shutting down the government.
Yeah, but you said they shut down the government.
They did shut down the government. They have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And Donald Trump has spent the last few days saying to Republicans in the Senate, you have the power to reopen the government. They refuse to do it.
I want to talk about.
You vote no.
Why is he upset with Trump talking with Hamas and Chinese? Because that's who they hang out with and support. Good grief. I mean, who has been more supportive of Hamas and the Palestinian cause than Democrats in Congress? And the same thing goes with the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, heck, some of the Democrats are literally in bed with Chinese Communist members.
Yeah, they get paychecks. But really, they do. Karen Bass, Democrat mayor.
Yeah.
She's on the Chinese payroll via her nonprofit. It's a scam. But anyway, yeah, maybe they're just jealous that Trump's talking more to the Chinese than they are. I don't know. But Hakeem Jeffries, I mean, he gets fact checked there twice by saying, you guys voted no.
Yeah.
So we're right back where we have been with the Democrats taking the position. You will not fly for Christmas. You will not fly for Thanksgiving. And millions, by the way, this is a top 10 trending story now. I think people are beginning to wake up. Millions will not get their SNAP food benefits, you know, November, December. Think about that story. Cut off for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. No food from the government. November and December. Because even with these court orders, you know, making Trump spend surplus money, mm-hmm. which, by the way, at that point, just go ahead and move Trump out of the White House and move the judges and the rogues in. If a judge can order Trump to spend money on Democrat things to help Democrats through a shutdown, then, like, why do we have a president?
Well, why do we have a Congress?
I don't know.
Apparently these judges think that they can run everything, you know?
Well, even with their orders, there's not enough of this, like, cash, surplus cash to pay. So people are going to get reduced benefits, like basically half. Some people aren't going to get any at all.
And surplus cash is a complete misnomer because, as you well know, this nation is trillions of dollars in debt. There ain't no surplus cash.
All right. Surplus monopoly money. There you go.
That's it. Yeah.
So, yes, printed. So, but even with that, so that's a top 10 trending story. It's going to be interesting as people who are not tuned in realize you're not getting food money over the next couple of months. Ooh, who do they blame? And that's what Trump's clearly afraid of here. Yeah. So I don't, and that's why he wants to go to the filibuster. Because think about this for a minute. This argument that we're having right now, okay, this is the 7-week funding measure.
Yeah,
we can't even get that passed.
Yeah, till January.
Till January. So if we turn around and somehow get this passed, we're going to be right back where we are because we got to pass the CR again after that. And the Democrats, I mean, very plainly where we are is if the illegal immigrants, the 48% of them, we now know that's one of the most shocking numbers we've seen this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
48% of illegal immigrants are on Medicaid. Democrats simply say, if you won't leave them there, if you will not get rid of the passage in the big, beautiful bill that closes the loophole that allows the Democrats to illegally give illegals Medicaid, then people aren't going to eat. People aren't going to fly and everything stays shut down. Military doesn't get paid. You know, that's the Democrats' position here. But here's the good thing, Lee. I thought about this last night. So far, and I've never seen this before. Normally, at this point, Republicans would have capitulated 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We're actually fighting.
Yes.
I've never seen that before. Mike Johnson's coming out every weekday, the Speaker of the House, mm-hmm. and doing an actually really good job of knocking the Democrats for this. And he repeats the message over, which you have to do, repeats the message over again and again and again and again and again. They are doing this to get illegal immigrants free health care on your dime. Because they are, Lee.
Yes, he is not wrong. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
It's outrageous.
Well, and you've also got a White House that, you know, Johnson knows has got his back there, at least on that issue.
And here, and I can't play this enough. This is Dr. Oz updating us. In just 6 Democrat states, we're now up to $1.3 billion worth of Medicaid funding illegally given to illegal immigrants in just 6 states in just the last few months under Trump. Okay, we found it. So the Democrats are still stealing federal funds for illegals. They are not, by federal law, allowed to be on Medicaid. Original federal law, but also the big, beautiful, beautiful bill, okay? So we're finding these people.
Yeah.
And here's Dr. Oz doing an update on X yesterday.
six states believe that they should be allowed to pay for illegal immigrants on the state level on their own to receive free health care. Now, free health care insurance attracts illegal immigrants and makes them unwilling to leave, even if we offer them cash. Equally importantly, I worry that federal taxpayer money will be siphoned towards these states and hurt the 44 states who disagree with attracting illegal immigrants with free insurance. In fact, Congress is shut down right now because Democratic senators don't like the One Big Beautiful Bill, which corrals this kind of fraud in Medicaid. We decided to investigate ourselves. I didn't really trust these six states. We found already $1.3 billion has been inappropriately taken from federal taxpayers in just the past few months. We just clawed back $300 million, which signals that the six states, they already know, they acknowledge that this is an embarrassing reality. We need to protect our most vulnerable and send a clear message.
Okay, listen to this part again, because this gets to the crux of it. Finally, somebody's saying what I've been saying. And what he's saying is, this is the fight that the Republicans and Democrats are having. As long as illegals get Medicaid, and they got Cadillac plans, okay, Lee? They don't have like what you and I have, like where we have to pay co-pays for vision, for dental. No. They pay 100%. They've got what people on Medicare have, and they just freaking got here, okay? I've never even had a plan like that in my entire working life, but I'm not an illegal immigrant. I'm not royalty. So, and they are, they're American royalty at this point. Dr. Oz is saying, listen, they will not take our cash. He means the $1,000 a head to leave. They will not take our free plane ticket and the $1,000 a head as long as they have Medicaid. We got to get them off Medicaid. This is the central fight. Listen to him lay those things out like I have.
Six states believe that they should be allowed to pay for illegal immigrants on the state level on their own to receive free health care. Now, free health care insurance attracts illegal immigrants and it makes them unwilling to leave, even if we offer them cash.
See the problem, Lee? That's the fight right there. That's the fight. Democrats don't want them to leave. How many? 48% of illegals, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. And by the way, this is only through 2022. They haven't been able to get 2023 yet. 48% of, because think how many more Biden let in. 48% of illegals are on Medicaid. That is illegal under federal law and under federal law under the Big Beautiful Bill. Double illegal. In other words, Democrats positionally, we should be able to break the law, steal from the Treasury, because that's what they're doing, to put our future voters illegally on Medicaid, or screw Americans, you're not flying, and you're not getting your SNAP benefits, we're going to starve you. That is the actual position of the Democrat Party. I never thought I'd see anything like this. But what Trump's afraid of is it's going to boomerang on him. They'll be able to use their lying media, what's left of it, in terms of influence, to put it on us. Could happen. Because Democrats aren't backing down either. So who's going to blink first? But folks, don't let any of this make you mad, okay? The fact that Democrats are in this desperate position and the fact that we have already knocked 700,000 illegal immigrants off SNAP, off food stamps, we're winning right now. That's why Democrats are shutting down the country. They would not be doing this if we weren't winning, if we weren't getting the shadow nation out of here. So let that make you feel good. But no, it will be a mess for a while as we make progress.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.